Fanning on 2FM.
Now, it was Keith that was in the studio, but it's somebody who cannot be in a studio, definitely not, is this man here who I have in front of me. Let's see if we can get him on the line now here. Owen, how you doing?
Morning, Dave. How are you? It's still morning. How bad do I sound?
You sound great, actually. You sound very good indeed. Owen Sweeney. This is Owen Sweeney, right? Okay, he's deep in the mud in a field in Somerset. That's right. Our very own correspondent reporting from the front line at Glastonbury. You've been there for a week. What the hell are you up to or thereabouts, anyway?
Yeah, I've been here since last Sunday. So, yeah, so I'm stewarding. I'm a volunteer steward, Dave. I am doing my part for this Michael Leavis.
Is that for charity?
Well, you see, that's it. I suppose in lieu of paying us, they give us a ticket and they clock up a certain minimum wage, whatever,
right.
And there's something above it, and then they donate that money that they would have given us to charity.
And where are you actually based, it being so huge and so many acres? Are you in the same place all the time as a steward?
Yes, indeed. I'm on a rather bland gate, and nothing very exciting ever happens except for a few bewildered people in the middle of the night. I'm in the theatre and circus area, which is great. It's very groovy. In fact, Dave, you'll like this. The theatre and circus section was founded many, many years ago by one Annabella Churchill. And yes, she was related to Winston Churchill. She was his niece, apparently. And she, bit of a kind of, I suppose, free spirit, ran away and joined the circus, married a juggler, and then fell in with Michael Leavis, and then kind of set up this kind of groovy theatre and circus area. So, you know, the spoken word, there's clowns, there's jugglers, there's all sorts of crap. You know, there's folk bands, there's just everything and anything. And it's really, it's the quintessential Glastonbury corner, if you like.
All right, so this is
flags, it's craziness.
All right, this is your first time at Glastonbury. What's the experience like?
It is immense, Dave. It's immense. It's huge. I'm actually standing right at the quietest corner I could find, right by the perimeter fencing, which is about 20 foot high. There are guys here. I just noticed security guys. I'm kind of looking over. It's like East Germany or something in 1987. The place is massive. There's like 14 stages. You walk forever. You kind of have to, you know, I mean, the problems with every festival apply to here as well in terms of clashing of bands, you know, trying to get between them. Outdoor stage and the sound drifting away and kind of people on the wrong time and on the wrong stages in the daylight and that sort of thing. But it's massive. It's expensive, but it's worth it. You know, it's an electric picnic with large. It's probably about five electric picnics in one, do you know?
Speaking of the word electric, there was an electrical storm there on Friday. They had to close down some stages, didn't they?
Well, this is it. It slows everything down. I mean, there's mud. I mean, you mentioned I'm knee-deep in mud. I'm kind of slightly drying it out now. I have emptied out the mud this morning from inside my boots from yesterday. Friday, the heavens opened. I mean, I've been here since Sunday. It was dry up until Wednesday. I mean, it was baking Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday and Friday, the heavens opened. And on Friday, you're dead right. But 5 o'clock, just after I left one stage and kind of was humming and hawing about what I might do and went into a bar, thankfully took shelter, didn't know I was taking shelter. There was a biblical downpour, electrical storm, as you say, and they closed down all the stages because, of course, they're all outdoors and people, never mind the staff could get electrocuted as well. And, actually, I mean, it's good. I've seen Haim, Dave, I'm sure you've seen Haim a bunch of times. They were brilliant on Friday. They're kind of one of the...
They're really making a name these days, all right. Okay, let's take a look. What about the vibe itself? Like, and the bars open late, and are people sort of relaxed, taking it easy, looking cool?
Yes. Come here, I have to say, and I've met a number of Irish people, obviously, while I was here, and I'm with a bunch of Irish people as well, that's how I got into this, but the English are very polite.
They're very polite, and so
it's good vibe. There's no kind of major hijinks that I've seen. There's no kind of misbehaving. There's no antisocial behaviour, really. The vibe is good because you can, you know, the licensing allows the bars to stay open late. I don't know what time they close. You know, it was certainly the small hours, and you know they stagger throughout the site, and people can bring their drink of choice with them and imbibe as they wish. So it's not like kind of our own festivals where the licensing is so strict and the bar stays open until 10. You can't have your own cans or whatever. Glass of wine. It's probably lots of Prosecco being drunk out of.
Indeed, because like I've been to Glastonbury myself. It's amazing how little music I actually saw. I did see some of this one though. I saw Arcade Fire on the telly on Friday night. I saw the Pixies and Metallica last night as well, and a bunch of others.
Well, I saw Bias. I saw all three. Come here. The one thing you do notice, and I'll say that, and certainly for the Pixies, because there was one of the cameras on a crane, because I was to the right of the stage as you look at it. Obscuring my view. I'd say, given the amount of BBC people here, and as you say, you've been here, but between the other stage and the pyramid stage, the top two stages, is a whole little village in itself of BBC people. So, you know, it's designed, like a lot of events nowadays, to come across on the television. So I'd say, I mean, and they put a lot in.
And they've all come back from the World Cup because they're not needed in Brazil anymore.
Well, exactly. Well, there's more of them here than went to Brazil in the first place, which apparently some people are giving out. But if I was a licensee player over here, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. But yeah, so there's a lot of it designed. Like Lana Del Rey was on, brilliant, great. Well, she's just... It's been herself, but she was on 4 o'clock yesterday. Do you know, that's what I mean about the daytime. We're much better than a 10 to 10 o'clock at night. But what can you do? Arcade Fire, I'd say, probably came across better on telly because again, it was a bit windy and blustery, and the sound kind of disappeared off.
They're on tonight in Marley Park. Yeah.
Oh, no, very good. Now I tell you, I said Heim and Dave, the special guest. I made a mine is down from Manchester. He's about his 8th or 9th Glastonbury, and he was convinced the special guest. You know, they have kind of a TBA always at 11 o'clock on the second stage.
Yeah.
And he was convinced it was going to be James. It wasn't. It was the Kaiser Chiefs, so I had to meet him. So I had to sit through the Kaiser Chiefs. But anyway, I saw Heim. I saw Churches were brilliant. Arcade Fire were very good. Billy Bragg, Dave, the quintessential Glastonbury experience. 9 o'clock in the left field tent. lots of posters of Tony Benn everywhere singing Between the Wars with Billy Bragg, and then a New England at the end with the Kirsty verse added on. Of course,
that's very good '80s for you. All right, Mr. '80s man. Metallica.
He's still alive, Dave. He's still alive.
I realise this. Metallica. They didn't do it for me. I've got to be honest. They as often they do Whiskey in the Jar at the end. But seriously, come on. Did they win people over? I'm sure they probably did.
I think they did. The other thing is, as you say, I mean, the scale here, people go to watch the acts on the main stage just to be at the main stage. You know, and the headline act, and Saturday obviously is the big one because everyone's out on Saturday night. They don't have to go the next day. I think they did. There was less people there, I would say. I mean, I got further into the crowd with no great difficulty than I did at Arcade Fire. But no, they won me over. Well, they didn't need to win me over. But I just wanted to get the vibe there of the people, and they certainly, I mean, they favoured the Black Album, you know, and why wouldn't they, as the biggest selling, but also for the best from crowd. So they had Enter Sandman, which people ate with a spoon, Dave. They loved it.
Stupid song, sorry. Even though it does very well in the Fab 50, it's just ridiculous.
It was
ridiculous.
Brilliant.
Oh,
it was
God.
Come here. I tell you what I wanted to do, and I'm glad I was there, is because Metallica finished, and they had the whole field, well, those who could remember, singing along, and it's kind of like Slane. You've been here yourself. It's kind of like Slane, except for a castle up in the hill, you've got cowsheds, but everyone was singing along to Seek and Destroy at the end. It was just terrific.
All right, okay, fair enough.
I don't think it's going to be made next year, do you know what I mean? But I think it's kind of a Jay-Z
God,
effort there.
A big edgy for Glastonbury.
But I have to say, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? James Hetfield kind of rehab speech, you know, and speechifying and Lars and stuff. No, but they were genuinely very Californian about it. They were very grateful to be invited into, you know, being part of this experience.
I'm sure
people,
they were.
Bands love playing here because I don't think they get paid much. But
Okay, who are you looking forward to, by the way?
Today.
Yeah.
Today, Public Service Broadcasting we've never seen.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, neither have I. I've heard the album. It's pretty weird. It's good.
Yeah, I like it. And Dolly is clashing sort of with that. And I'm telling you, Dave, everybody here...
Everybody's talking Dolly Parton 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah, in fact, it's the thing in the papers they're going to take a look at. All right, well, look.
Yoko is here as well, by the way.
Really? Yoko? Oh, very good. Okay, listen, enjoy yourself. And wait a minute, you started last Sunday. When are you finished?
I have to work. Are you like this? I'm working tonight at midnight, Dave. My last shift is tonight, midnight to 6 a.m. So at least I'll turn up for that one because I'll be out. And I finish where we finish. We wrap up tomorrow evening, and then we're hitting the road on Tuesday.
Back on
Wednesday.
My God, I think you'll need a holiday after Glastonbury. I can tell you if it's 10 days in Glastonbury.
Need a wash anyway.
Yeah, Owen Sweeney. Listen, thanks a million. By the way, what's the weather like right now as we speak at 5 to 12 on Sunday morning?
Blue skies, magnificent summer skies everywhere I look, and it's going to be dry all day.
All right, well, listen. Thank you very much, Owen. Enjoy it. All right, good luck.
Rock on. Talk
all right,
to you later.
Take it easy. That's Owen Sweeney at Glastonbury, and just.